Groups that represent election officials and voters are cautiously approaching a Republican-backed bill to make changes in Ohio's laws on early voting, voter ID, and other issues. Just a few months after a historic election in which the GOP won the state, but their candidate lost the White House. The bill from veteran Bill Seitz and freshman Sharon Ray, both Republican representatives, seeks to make changes just a few months after former President Trump won Ohio in a record turnout, but lost his re-election as voters nationwide cast ballots in historic numbers.
It's only natural that legislators would be curious and interested in passing election reform on the heels of the 2020 presidential election. That didn't come as a surprise to any of us.
Aaron Ackerman is the executive director of the Ohio Association of Election Officials. He says he's seen election law changes proposed after every major vote for the last two decades. Seitz says in his co-sponsor request that he does not contend the win by President Biden and says Ohio had a fair and fraud-free count, which pleases Ackerman. While he might sound optimistic, the head of a key voting rights group is not.
We're really worried that voting freedom, voting access will get worse under this General Assembly.
Jen Miller is the executive director of the League of Women Voters of Ohio. Both Ackerman and Miller say they haven't seen specifics of the bill, so they're not sure what to expect. Miller is primarily concerned that the bill puts into law that each county can only have one secure absentee ballot drop box and proposes those ballot boxes be available for 10 days of early voting, not for the full four-week early voting period.
Any limits to drop boxes or making absentee voting more cumbersome is the wrong direction. Ohio has a decent electoral system. There are things that we can do that would make the system better. And that would include having more drop boxes, more early vote centers, not less.
The bill would create an online absentee ballot request system and move the ballot request deadline from the Saturday before the election to 10 days before. Miller is concerned about how that might affect overseas and military voters. But she says online requests would be better than the current system, which requires voters to print out, fill out, and mail in applications. But Miller says the proof of identity that appears to be in this bill is a problem.
Right now, it looks like it would require multiple forms of ID, which is absolutely unnecessary. You know, an absentee voter has to prove their identity when they ask for the ballot, and then they have to prove their identity again for their ballot to count.
The bill would disqualify ballots not returned in ID envelopes and would ban state-paid return postage for absentee ballots unless lawmakers vote to approve that. It would create automated registration through the Bureau of Motor Vehicles rather than automatically registering all adults to vote, which Democrats have wanted. And it would cut in-person early voting the day before the election, though those hours could be scheduled another day, something Ackerman notes elections officials have wanted.
We're not looking to cut off access. We definitely want people to have access as much as they want. And candidly, I think moving those hours back to the weekend before is a better outcome for voters and for election administrators alike.
After the bill's details were revealed, Ohio Democratic Party Chair Liz Walter said in a statement that reads in part, quote, "By limiting Ohioans' ability to vote and by sowing confusion, State House Republicans are once again attacking the fundamental right to vote in this state," end quote.
Ohio Republicans have written a voter suppression bill so draconian that it makes Georgia's new law look mild in comparison.
Progressives on social media blasted what they said was a draft of the bill a week ago. A video from the group More Perfect Union got some details right, but said the bill would outlaw ballot drop boxes, which it does not. Those who've seen that draft say it was old and not a version of the current bill. Sponsoring Representative Bill Seitz said criticism of that draft bill had no effect on what ended up being in his proposal, and that, quoting him here, "I have heard immunity from the criticisms of the organized left." Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.